Well, good day and welcome again to another installment of the Verse by Verse Bible Teaching. This ministry is brought to you by the funds that we earn at the Wash and Word Hand Car Wash. You can find us on Highway 11W in Church Hill in the Palace Shopping Center. And there, my wife and I, we own and operate the Wash and Word Hand Car Wash. And we use the money that we earn there to support this ministry. We opened up this business for the sole purpose of getting God's Word out there in a verse-by-verse format. In a unique style and a unique way. And so we deliver these verse-by-verse messages right here at the Wash and Word. If you come by the business, you tune your radio to 107.1 and you can hear these messages playing over the radio. You can hear them at washandword.com. Of course, you can hear them on WMCH Monday through Friday at 8:30 a.m. And finally, I want to invite you to the Abundant Life Fellowship. That's 415 Old Union Road. Invite you there for Sunday morning service, and I preach verse by verse Sunday nights at 6 p.m. So if you'd like some live verse by verse Bible teaching, come by at 6 p.m. on Sundays. Also encourage you to come by and see what Pastor Joel is doing there at Abundant Life at 415 Old Union Road. So let's get back into it. As a verse by verse Bible teaching ministry, we leave off or pick up where we left off, and we are in the book of 1 Corinthians. We are going through chapter 6 presently, and we're going to pick it up in verse 7 and 8. Let's read. The very fact that you have lawsuits among you means you have been completely defeated already. That's some powerful words by Paul right there. Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers. Well, we'll stop there for a second because we can see that we already looked at it in the last couple of messages, the sheer dumbfoundedness that Paul is experiencing as he witnesses the reports that are coming back from this church and how that they're taking each other to court and how they're not settling things as brothers and sisters. And they're involving secular law courts and secular laws to come in and judge for themselves. And, you know, he's saying that, look, wouldn't it be better if you were just wronged? You know, wouldn't it be better just to endure what you've been cheated of for the sake of the gospel? I mean, you think of all the stuff Paul endured for the sake of the gospel, and he had every right to take matters to court over and over and over again. The point is that we actually do more damage when we, to the name of Christ, when we approach our problems in this manner. He says that the fact that there's even lawsuits means you've already been defeated. In other words, there won't be a winner in this case. If two Christians take each other to court, doesn't matter how it turns out, there are no winners with the unbelieving, onlooking eye watching over this. And I know we've covered this in other sermons before, but I want to just address it quickly again. And the question I want to ask, and you might have been already asking, is that, is it ever okay to go to a civil court of law to settle a dispute if you are a Christian? Because when we read these verses here in chapter 6, it's as if Paul's saying you as a Christian can never go to court. You should never take anyone to court. But I have to agree with many of you. And some of you might disagree, but I think, yes, it's okay to go to court. Remember, God is the one who ordained presidents and governors and police officers and laws, and all governments themselves are all set up by God. And these laws are in place so that unjust and unrighteous people don't take advantage of the poor and those who cannot defend themselves. Remember, Jesus stood up most for those who couldn't stand up for themselves. So sure, it's okay to take a matter or dispute before the court of law, even if you are a Christian, as long as it falls within a few guidelines. Do you remember what Paul said when he befriended the guards after he had been whipped? He said to them, "Is it legal for you to whip a Roman citizen who hasn't ever been tried or even been tried?" And, you know, the reaction of the Roman soldiers were absolutely fear, because it was very punishable for a Roman citizen to be punished without a trial. They, of course, didn't know Paul was a Roman citizen, but nevertheless, when he brings that up, what he's doing here is he's using Roman law and his citizenship to protect himself. So Paul does defend the idea of going to court. And he defended it here when he said, is it legal for you to whip a Roman citizen who hasn't even been tried? There's nothing wrong with using the court system as long as it is done with a right motive and a pure heart. You see, too often we take each other to court for the sake of pure greed or pride, or, you know, it isn't to bring a righteous judgment to a dispute. A lot of times it's for selfish motive reasons. So let's look at three examples of when it is okay to take someone to court. So reason number one, when it's okay to bring someone to court, is when neither party is sure about what the law states. When neither party is sure about what the law states. I mean, there are times where we're fighting for our cause or for our right or whatever it might be, and the other person is refuting us, and neither party knows what the law really says. Basically, it's ignorance of the law. And so sometimes going to court and having this put before a judge is done for the sole purpose of discovering what the law states and then of what course of justice would follow after the hearing or the presentation before the judge. Because listen, not all lawsuits are malicious and vindictive and vengeful acts. Some of them are true, properly motivated inquiries into who's right and who's wrong. So that's one reason why, as Christians, we could still use the court system and not have a blanket statement of we shouldn't. Remember, Paul is refuting Christians taking other Christians to court. And while even that happens at times, and even perhaps there could be reasons for that, the norm is it shouldn't be that way. So one reason we are allowed to use the court systems would be when neither party is sure about the law or what it states. Number two, when dealing with an unbeliever who does not honor or recognize the authority of God's word. When we're dealing with an unbeliever who does not honor or recognize the authority of God's word. Listen, just because you are a Christian does not mean that you give up your rights as an individual, as a citizen, or as a person. Because you may be more than willing to take a certain matter to maybe an impartial Christian leader, like a pastor or a Christian counselor or something. But if the other party, especially if the other party is an unbeliever, if they want no part of it, if they don't even want to try to resolve a situation peacefully, then I believe Paul might be giving us the go-ahead that we may take this matter to court. The important part of that aspect is that it always has to end with love, not revenge. We take somebody to court when they don't want to see eye to eye, if they're an unbeliever and they don't want to settle matters in a rational, moral, even with the counsel of others, if they don't want to do that, well then yes, we take them to court because they're an unwilling, unmovable party. But again, it always has to have an end result of love and not revenge. Translation, if you win such a case, don't look at them and go, in your face, ha, I knew I was right. Whether you say that with your mouth or with your heart, that's the kind of attitude we need to avoid if we have to come to court. So, first reason Paul says that we can take a person to court is if neither party is sure about the law says or states. Second reason, when dealing with an unbeliever who does not honor or recognize the authority of God's word. And thirdly, when a Christian is injured in person, character, or property and seeks legitimate reimbursement. When a Christian is injured in person, property, or character, and they seek legitimate reimbursement. I mean, let's face it. Between insurance companies and the medical field, I mean, it's a mess, isn't it? The legal and medical intricacies are far and above most Christians' pay grade when it comes to understanding what's going on with the laws and the insurance companies and the disbursements and all this stuff, this type of thing. And when we talk about property loss or home insurance claims, you know, whether it be a hurricane or something to that, you know, that kind of thing, we really are kind of in the dark. But again, if somebody's negligence causes personal injury to you or personal injury to your property or even your character, if it's detrimental to your life, you know, your income or your family or anything like that, then we can take a person like that to court. Again, we don't do it for gain. We don't do it for a boastful, gloating mentality. We do it for the simple fact that we want to be reimbursed for what was lost. We see this in the Bible several times, several places where a man would be exhorted to reimburse what has been paid. Even Zacchaeus said, "I'll pay back four times anyone that I've cheated." And so to be paid back for something that has been taken from you that had no fault of your own isn't ungodly. It's not unbiblical. It's merely using the court system that God has set up. But we got to, again, avoid the doing it for gain. These ridiculous lawsuits that ask for exorbitant amounts of money when it's the offense is so minor. There's actually a website out there. I don't even know if it's still in play or not, but it's actually called whocanisue.com, and it's a website that would allow you to look for places that, you know, you can bring a lawsuit up again. I mean, it's just, this is the problem that was going on in the church and even today. And again, even if your character is defamed, you know, only if that defamation hurts maybe your Christian witness, like if somebody's bringing a false claim against you that's going to hurt the Christian witness that you've established, we have to defend against that. But we have to make judgment calls. For instance, if somebody wants to get, you know, in my face about putting a cross on my front lawn and they're all up in arms about it and want me to remove it, I may just remove it if that's going to bring a peaceful thing. Remember, Paul says in all things, try to be peaceful, settle the matters peacefully. But if I'm being accused of an adulterer or some kind of a, you know, something that would defame my name and hurt my witness, well, then yes, I'm going to defend that. And I think you should too. And when it comes to material things, they are not really coming with us, are they? You know, that material thing you're defending so strongly, even at the expense of damaging your witness, that's not coming with us. Only souls are. And if losing or getting rid of something that's material has any kind of benefit for the soul that is in question, wouldn't it be better to give that material thing up for the sake of the possibility that that soul might be saved? The question is, are you willing to give up those things for the sake of saving a soul? Now, these are the three permissible court appearances, but they are not musts. In other words, to recap, we can use the court system when neither party is sure about what the law states, number one. Number two, when dealing with an unbeliever who does not honor or recognize the authority of God's word. And three, when a Christian is injured in person, character, or property and seeks legitimate reimbursement. These are permissible court appearances, but again, they are not musts. If you look at 7b and verse 8, Paul says, "Why not rather be wronged? Why not rather be cheated? Instead, you yourselves cheat and do wrong, and you do this to your brothers." And so the problem was extending far beyond what the situation had presented. And this is what we have to be careful of, brothers and sisters. We have to take personal inventory of the things that offend us, that anger us. We may be righteous in our defense, but at what cost? That's a question that each of us have to ask and has to be asked individually for each circumstance. Well, that's about it for our time today. I want to invite you once again to come out to Abundant Life Fellowship, 415 Old Union Road. I preach there Sunday nights at 6 p.m. We do verse-by-verse teaching. Also come on out at 10 in the morning for our Sunday service. We also invite you to the Wash and Word, a hand car wash over here in Churchill. You can call us at 423-923-0911. That's 920-913. or visit us at washandword.com. That's wash, the letter N, word.com. Washandword.com. You can download and listen to all of our sermons free of charge and find out information about this business ministry. Have a blessed day.